You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And I will say, there is a lot to cover this week. Obviously, we've just come out of the second lockdown and back into the tier system, which means that some places in tier two or lower, like London, have been able to open some theatres again, albeit under massively reduced capacity, while others in tier three, like us in Nottingham, have had to keep theatres shut, which, like, obviously is such a shame, particularly knowing all the work that people have been putting into getting socially distanced, COVID-safe performances, particularly pantomimes, ready for the festive season. But on the flip side, it really is just so nice to have some theatres somewhere open and accessible. I mean, I'm not in London, so can't benefit from it, but to know that things like Les Mis is back at the Sondheim and that Six is opening too, it really is just such wonderful news and such a brilliant development for an industry that really has taken a few knocks, I think it's safe to say, over the past year or so. But it's still far from back to normal, and so the Spotlight On podcast keeps running to keep you up to date with the theatrical content still available, even if you can't get to a theatre yourself. And as I said, there's a lot to cover this week. It seems that basically every day there was a new announcement about a live streamed show or a YouTube concert or archive footage that's going to be available on demand. I could barely keep up for the past week. So what I thought I would do tonight is just run through some of the big hitters that have been announced. There is going to be a lot of information here. There are links in the post for every single show I'm going to mention. Follow them through to get more information so you don't feel too bombarded by what I'm going to say. But first up, we have the fantastic news that the National Theatre are launching their own streaming service where you can watch numerous productions from the comfort of your own home. You can rent shows on demand, or you can pay a monthly or annual subscription charge for unlimited access to things. Currently, there are 11 shows available, but more will be added on a monthly basis, providing income for both the venue and for artists involved. And what's really exciting, I have to say, is that quite a few of the shows available are former National Theatre Live shows, which are the ones that have been broadcast to cinemas or ones that were shown on their YouTube channel during the first lockdown, if you happen to see any of those. But there's also going to be a selection of archived productions that have never been seen before, which is just so exciting that they're being made available. So check out National Theatre at Home if that sounds like your sort of thing. There's already shows like Amadeus or Medea with Helen McCrory or Olivia Colman in Mosquitoes and Tom Hiddleston as Coriolanus. They're all available to watch already, plus so much more. I'll put a link here in the post for more info on that. But the theatre fun doesn't end there. The Curve Theatre in Leicester is bringing back its award-winning production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Sunset Boulevard, this time in concert form, which will be streamed online later this month. Now, this is one I'm particularly excited about, because I've never seen Sunset Boulevard, but the music of it is brilliant and features probably some of my favourite musical theatre songs, like As If We Never Said Goodbye, or The Perfect Year, or of course the title song, Sunset Boulevard. So to get to see it in concert form, especially with people like Rhea Jones and Danny Mac reprising their roles as Norma and Joe respectively, this just seems like the perfect option. So the concert will be available to watch from Tuesday the 22nd of December to Saturday the 9th of January, with two or three performances available at different times throughout the day, every day, to guarantee there's something that suits. Again, you can find more information and get tickets at the link here in the post. And on a similar note, the Chichester Festival Theatre are bringing us a really exciting youth production of Pinocchio. Now, this is one that you can go to see in person if you happen to be in the area. For that, it runs from the 16th of December to the 2nd of January. But there will also be two live stream performances for us at home on the 22nd and 23rd of December. I'll put the link for tickets here in the post, but if you follow that link through, there's this behind-the-scenes video to watch, and it just looks so charming. The staging really captures the magic of theatre and puppetry, and the music sounds quite Matilda-esque, which again I think is just perfect for a production like this. So yeah, 22nd and 23rd of December for the Chichester Festival Youth Theatre's production of Pinocchio. Then I would also like to draw your attention to the Birmingham Repertory Theatre's production of the ballet The Nutcracker, which always gets rolled out somewhere around Christmas. And honestly, I can see why. It is just brilliant. I saw the ballet live for myself in Budapest, actually, a few years ago, and it really does capture the magic and sparkle of Christmas. Although I will say, as a side note, my first experience of the Nutcracker was through the Barbie film, which I'm kind of surprised stayed pretty close to the source material, so good for them. Anyway, the Birmingham Repertory Theatre were meant to be showing the ballet live in the theatre throughout December, performed by the Birmingham Royal Ballet, I should say. But given that Birmingham is still in Tier 3 and they aren't sure what will be happening as things progress, they've decided to move the entire production online, so it will instead be streamed live from the theatre on Friday the 18th of December at 7:30pm, and then will be available to view on demand or on catch-up from Saturday the 19th to Thursday the 24th of December. All the information is available at the link here in the post, but I do really recommend this ballet. It will 100% put you in the Christmas mood. And the music by Tchaikovsky is just so iconic, so familiar to us all. I really, really hope you enjoy it. And then last, but by no means least, our very own Nottingham Playhouse is bringing us an online version of their Christmas pantomime, Cinderella. They have put so much hard work into this show, putting it together, as has everyone in the theatre industry, really. And the hope is that they will be able to have live, in-person, socially distant shows going ahead from the 16th of December onwards, after the tier restrictions get reviewed then. But whether that happens or not, or whether you're in Nottingham or not, you will be able to rent an on-demand version to watch online from 7pm on the 11th of December, which is this Friday coming up, until Saturday the 16th of January. If you rent the show, you'll have access to the pantomime for 5 days, and you can even download and make your own theatre activity pack to keep the whole family entertained at home. There will also be an online Christmas Eve special edition in which you get access to bonus festive content alongside the main pantomime, which is just a really lovely idea. As with everything else I've mentioned, all the information you could possibly need, including rehearsal videos, the cast list, and obviously how to get tickets, can be found at the link here in the post. So I think I'll call it a day there. I realise there's quite a lot of information to get through and to digest, but follow any of the links below to find out more about the shows that particularly take your interest. I can guarantee that they will all be brilliant, so whatever you happen to choose will be an excellent decision, I'm sure. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. I'll be back again next Sunday evening with a brand new episode of Spotlight On, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.